I felt we started quite nervously. Burnley had probably their best chance right at the start through Gray, and we grew into the game. We grew into both halves as we went. Played good football. I felt controlled it. Tried our very best to get the ball wide, get round the back of the Burnley defence. Had a really high number of balls into the box today, but they're a side capable of sitting in round the edge of their own box and tough to score against. And they were today. Their centre halves headed so many balls off the in and around the penalty area. Section of the pitch, and we couldn't quite get that goal.
We could understand maybe the team wanted to feel a little bit cautious given the recent run that you've been on, the standard of the opposition.
Yeah, maybe that was the case, but we did find our feet, played more like ourselves in terms of our passing. I felt Price made a big difference today. I was really, really pleased with him, and we switched the play quite well, and were constructive in possession without obviously finding the goals that we needed.
Would it be fair to say you think that he brings the best out of other players? He's not one of the most eye-catching footballers ever, but he gets through a lot of work for you.
And also the combination between him and McDonald, the chemistry of that works very well. So, I was pleased with that. The two boys down the right-hand side, Henry and Iorfa, got in a lot of good balls and got into good positions down that side. And I was very pleased with that without, in the end, finding the goals that we needed.
What's up with Emi Martinez?
Yeah, he felt his quad and threw a couple of balls in the first half. And although it was tight, he felt at half time he wanted to carry on, but signalled to me pretty early then in the second period that his quad was hurting him. It hadn't gone, but obviously we needed to make that change.
This is better, Kenny. You've got 2 weeks, obviously, for everybody to ruminate on what's gone on. There's more encouraging things to take out for today, to think about over that time.
I think there was a constructive pattern and some football today, which was good, which we didn't have on Tuesday night. I didn't think we put two passes together, and so there was. And also, in terms of the week, we've conceded one goal in three games, and with Mike Williamson coming in, his physical presence has really helped us. And as I said, that's a positive. In the end, obviously, we want to be winning games and we want to be winning home games. So 0-0 is what it is. But there's a lot to base it on. We've got 4 points out of the 9 for the last three games and one goal against. Ultimately, we're always looking to do better. And with everything we have, try our best to push up the table.
Your man of possession in the second half, Kenny, a little bit better finishing. You'd have took all points.
Yeah, there was a lot to base it on today, but ultimately we couldn't breach a resolute defence. As you say, some finishing, but our passing and our pattern today was good, and we looked constructive in terms of what we were doing. Whereas, certainly against Bristol City on Tuesday, we looked bereft of that. And as I said, if you're looking for goals against Colham and needing to produce a reaction after quite a high number of goals going in, the three games we've had, I've seen an improvement in that.
Yeah, good win last week, then a poor defeat in the week. Can you pinpoint the inconsistency, the reasoning behind it?
We're about where we are, and we're looking to improve. We don't feel we've got far to go, but it's a competitive division, and it's always moving forward, and we have to make sure that we as a club move forward all of the time as well.
Does that mean January maybe doing things?
Yeah, we'll see. You always have to be proactive and try to improve your team, definitely. And we'll be no different as a club.
And can I ask you, obviously a lot of talk in the week about you and QPR. Can you put the fans' minds at rest?
Yeah, I don't like talking about other clubs and other clubs' position. It's not my job to do that. But in terms of myself anyway, I'm happy here. I have no ambition to leave, and I'm committed to Wolves. I think Wolves is a great club, and the way of things are, you do the job at a club like this until somebody tells you different.
Thanks very much, Kenny. Thank you.
Cheers, then.
Cheers. Thank you.